We are in Siman Resh Nun Dalid. We're up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing from Beis through Dalid. Now, Sif Aleph in Resh Nun Dalid was coming off Resh Nun Gimel. In Resh Nun Gimel, we learned that when it comes to leaving a stew on the fire, something that has liquid in it on the fire, meaning that it is boiling away, it is cooking. We're not dealing with roasting, we're dealing with cooking. So there was an Isser of Shehiyah, where if you leave it on an uncovered fire, there could be a chashash that you're going to stoke the coals, you'll adjust it, or on our stoves that you're going to go and raise the you'll raise the flame. But there was a machlokas there in the Gemara, and then a machlokas we showed in Rabbi Paskin, then a machaber and a ramah. Machaber shita was that we will make that gzera so long as the food gets better with time, it's with stomach v'yafalo. The ramah shita was we only make that gzera if the food is not even edible al yedei adchak, meaning it is, did not reach machol ben drosoi. But once it is nechal, at least al yedei adchak, we don't make the gzera. Plus, everyone agreed that when you're dealing with a raw piece of meat, whether the whole dish is raw, or whether you have just one raw piece of meat in it, there we say that you don't expect it to cook for a long time, and there's no gzera. You can actually leave it there with an open flame. In Reish Nun Dalid, we learned that that's only when you're dealing with a tafshil, whereas when you're dealing with meat that is sitting on the fire, so there the halal, when you're roasting, there the halachas are different, because in roasting, things get done a lot more quickly. So we don't say that you're mesiach das, that you just don't think about it anymore. You expect it to take a long time to get done. It's going to get done much more quickly, and therefore there is a chashash. Therefore, we have the following halacha. We have the halacha that if you're dealing with an oven that is sealed, where they actually went and put something on it to seal it, there the halacha was that it is mutter, you can go and put raw meat, whatever it is, to be roasted on the fire. If, on the other hand, your oven is not sealed, if it's open, so there we were mechalek between two kinds of meat. There's tender meat, and then there's more tough meat. The meat that's tender, which is a young goat or fowl when they've been cut up, so there we say that one does not have to be choshesh. Whereas when you're dealing with beef, when you're dealing with the meat of an older animal, so there the halachi is that we say it's tougher, and there is a chashash. Now, in the case where it is not sealed at all, not only not sealed but it's open altogether, that was a machlokas, the mechaber and the ramah. Now we get to the next case. The Gemara tells us that all of that is when you have a fire and you're roasting not in the fire but over the fire. What if it's actually in the fire or sitting on top of coals? So that is Sif Beis. Ein solin batzel ubeitza. You're not allowed to go roast an onion or an egg, o basar or meat, al gabi gacholim, on the coals themselves. Ela kadeshi yitzolim mibod yom mishne tzadav kamachol ben drosoi, unless it's going to be roasted on both sides in the shear of machol ben drosoi, where it's going shehu chatzi bishulo. The machaber here says that's half bishul, meaning that we are choshish that a third bishul is not enough. It means this is what's edible ayadei adchak. Afilu hu basar gedi, even if it is the meat of tender meat, the kivin sheniach lagabi gacholim. What was our claim? That since you put it on, that you're afraid that it's going to go ahead and burn or dry out, since you went and put it on the coals themselves, ain't ochoshish. He's not afraid. It's obvious that he's not afraid if it's going to get a bit burnt. Elisha Yitzola Mahera. All he cares is that it get done as quickly as possible. If he's so concerned with the speed, we're afraid that he'll be chota begacholit. V'yafal pishi yischarech. He doesn't mind getting it a bit burnt. Hilka chashin and shem yechate. Aval kashenitz lekamachol ben drosoi. Whereas what if before Shabbos, or by the time Shabbos comes in, it was already cooked kamachol ben drosoi, lo chashin and dil ma'asa lachtuye. We're not afraid he'll stoke the coals. Afilu mubasa shor shemiach shuroi lachila lo miyechate lafsido. Meaning, if there's a fear that it's raw, that it's not going to be cooked yet, so there we say he's going to try to speed it up. But if before Shabbos started, it already was roi l'achila. So what are we afraid of? That he's going to be so impatient that he wouldn't mind going and burning his meat. Now, back in Reish Nun Gimel, we saw the machlokis. If in a tafshil, the shir was machol ben drosoi or mitstamik varalo. Here, everyone agrees that it's totally in machol ben drosoi. Now this is all when it's on the coals itself. Now we have to go back to the previous sif. What if it's not on the fire itself? You're just roasting over the fire. You're roasting inside an oven. So we said that there were certain cases where it was usher to do because of a chashash of chidu b'gachalim. The case was, according to the Ramah, anything, if it's completely open, meaning if the oven door is open, or in the case of tough meat, if it's not pasted down. What's the halacha there? Okay, so we say it's also to put raw meat. What if the meat was already cooked? So there the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that would be totally in the Mechaber and the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, so long as it's been stomach v'yofalo, there would just not be any possibility of roasting it. Whereas, according to the Ramah, the halacha will be that if it'll get to Machol Ben Drosoy before the night, the halacha is that it would be mutter under all circumstances back in Sif Aleph. So again, Sif Aleph was dealing with a case where the meat is raw. If it's if the meat will reach Malchab and Rasoi by dark, then according to the Ramah, that'll be mutter by everything. And according to the Mechaber, it would have to be that with time it gets worse, it's mistamik varalo. Over here, where it's on the coals itself, everyone agrees that once it hits Malchab and Rasoi before Shabbos, it's all right. Siv Gimel. Im Ovar O Shochach V'Nitzle B'Shabbos B'Isser Aser. The halacha is if someone went against the halacha, whether it was B'Mezid, whether it was B'Shogig, and he left something on the fire in a way that he wasn't allowed to, it is Aser even B'Dieved until Matzoy Shabbos Ad B'Chdei She'Yose. Now, the Chiddush here is that it's even B'Shogig. The reason why it's usur even b'shogeg is because we say that this is a case that of lo ka'avid ma'isa, you did your ma'isa on Erev Shabbos, you didn't do a ma'isa of chil Shabbos on Shabbos, therefore we're afraid of ramos, we're afraid that people will do it on purpose and say, oh, I didn't realize the halacha. Therefore we give a knas to a shogeg atu mezid. Siv dalet. Peiris shene cholin chayin. Fruit that can be eaten raw. Mutter litnam svivak deira. You're allowed to put them around the pot with the fire under it. Afal pi sheyefshe sheyitzolu kodem chsheicha. Although they're not going to get roasted before night. Mipnei shememayher ligmor bish... Mipnei... Afal pi sheyefshe sheyitzolu kodem chsheicha. Mi utzorech lizor shlo yachsir hakisui... Im nisgalem shechshecha, you should not put the lid back, the cover over them. Shlo lahosif olav, and not to add coverings. Ad sheyotzulu till they roast. Mipnei shememayer ligmar bishulam b'shabbes. This is the danger. Whenever you have something on the fire or on the coals that's not fully cooked, you can't do anything to it because if you cover it or add some covering, you may be speeding up the bishul process, and you're therefore chayev for bishul. So, lahalacha, what do we learn over here? That they did not make a gzera shemi yachata by Paris. Why is that? Because it is eaten raw. Anything that is eaten raw, they weren't afraid of chitui. So, over here, the Mishnah Berurah asked the kasha that the Rishonim asked already. We saw that one of the examples of the things that's usur is onion, butzel. Onion can be eaten raw. And their teretz is that onion raw is not nearly as good as onion that is cooked. Whereas an apple, a raw, fresh apple, actually tastes quite good. So the rule would be that something that is eaten raw lechatchila, that tastes great lechatchila, as good as can be, there they did not make a gzera of shemi echateh.